Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. Opinion is divided about what La Marquise de Pompadour meant when she said, perhaps to her lover Louis XV, Après nous, le déluge. After us, the crash. It was either, you know, we're making a really big mess of things and everything is probably going to go to hell after we're gone. Or on the other hand, she may have meant, so what, we're going to be gone, where's the cake? Among people who believe that the industrial age has started to come crashing down around our ears, there is a roughly similar divide about what's next between those who see nothing after le déluge but extinction of the human race and those who think some of us will survive. But then what? In my conversations about the possibilities of starting over, about ordering life to minimize the love of money, the love of growth, and love of self that have destroyed us, I hear a lot of jeers about human nature. There's nothing to be done about it, I'm told. Greed is hardwired in our genes, along with war and violence and class and reverence for authority and all the traits that got us in trouble before and will do so again, no matter how hard the contrary lessons. All we will do after the crash, this argument goes, is do it again. I have a couple of reservations. First, anyone who thinks that anything is hardwired in the genes or in our brains is afflicted with the universe as machine virus and is thus part of the problem. People infected with this bug believe that since organisms have moving parts and engines have moving parts, then obviously we ought to be able to not only comprehend how organisms work, but apply them to our purposes, just like engines. Second, making sweeping statements about human nature, at least those that are true and useful, requires sweeping knowledge of human nature, or at least awareness that the traits we share with our BFFs do not necessarily represent a profile of the human race. There are people, for example, who do not like Facebook. I have for many years been an admirer and an amateur student of a race of people who flourished on this continent for more than 10,000 years without most of the things that are claimed to be essential expressions of human nature. A partial list of the things they did not have: money, banks, police, jails, religion, war as we know it, bosses, schools, jobs as we know them, stores, entertainment that they did not make themselves, mental illness, addictions. Oh, I can feel the scorn rising, so let me disavow any intention to perpetuate the noble savage meme or to recommend that we mimic Native American life. But I do have a question that seems to me worth answering. We white Europeans are the proud inheritors of a culture that has pretty much dominated the world for five centuries, and in the process has blown up its own culture and the world it stands on. Is it possible, do you think, possible, that we could learn a thing or two from people who flourished here where we Americans live now, at least temporarily, flourished for 12 millennia? I think so. During the next few months, I propose to share with you a thing or two I have learned over a few decades that seem to me to open up vast possibilities for life without greed, without war, without regimentation, and so on. My point is not that we should live as they did, but that we can live better than we have done. My premise is that human nature does not dictate how we live. It's the other way around. Next in this series, the Thunderbird site, the most astonishing testament to life without greed that I have ever seen.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.